CMB Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The United Auto Workers endorsed President Biden's re-election bid today in Washington. Union President Sean Fain.
So if our endorsements must be earned, Joe Biden has earned it.
Mr. Biden hopes to sway blue-collar workers in critical automaking swing states like Michigan and Wisconsin. Meantime, Nikki Haley's chalking up her loss to Donald Trump in New Hampshire as a win for her campaign. CBS's Finn Gomez.
She's looking ahead to South Carolina, her home state, and they feel that they can accumulate some of that support of the anti-Trump, more moderate Republican part of the party.
And parts of the Midwest and South are getting hammered by strong storms and possible tornadoes. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
Showers and thunderstorms will be nonstop in the deep South right through today and into Thursday. This could produce 2 to 4 inches of rain, locally more, and lots of flooding.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An amended version of Governor Evers' maps for the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly today passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. There are now exceptions for rape and incest in a proposed binding statewide referendum question on banning abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy. That's after a Senate vote yesterday. Governor Evers says he'll veto any bill that makes abortion less accessible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 46-year-old Kenosha man was killed last night at a Pleasant Prairie shopping center. A suspect is still being sought. According to Village Police, 46-year-old Anton Lamar Space of Kenosha was shot close to the dollar store near JCPenney. Police were contacted at around 4 yesterday afternoon for the report of a shooting, and Space was pronounced dead at a local hospital. A motive is unknown. Authorities are encouraging witnesses to come forward. Graduates from local technical schools are guaranteed admission to UW-Milwaukee under a new effort. The assurance applies to people who complete their associate's degree at Waukesha County Technical College, Moraine Park Tech, Gateway, or MATC. Officials emphasize that credits will now seamlessly transfer to UWM for their bachelor's degree. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks have a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After firing Adrian Griffin just halfway through his first season as a head coach, the Bucks have hired Doc Rivers. With 40 years of NBA experience as a head coach, Rivers led the Boston Celtics to a championship in 2008. Shaquille O'Neal on TNT, and now he'll deal with Damian Lillard and Giannis.
Again, when you're the 1-2 punch on the team, you rely on the coach, in my opinion. You have to say, hey, this is what we need to do. Hey, you need to get in line, boom, boom, bam. A big name coach, I'm happy for Doc, and he gets a chance to get another.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Wisconsin with another win over Minnesota, 61-59. That's the Badgers' seventh win in a row over the Gophers. Forward Tyler Wall says it was a tight ball game.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters, especially early in the second half.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Phillies veteran Reese Hoskins to play first base. The Packers firing Joe Barry after 3 years as the defensive coordinator in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, patchy drizzle, or freezing mist in foggy areas with a dense fog advisory and lows in the mid-30s. More of the same tomorrow, clouds, fog, and some drizzle, highs upper 30s. On Friday, little change, drizzle, a cloudy sky, some foggy areas, and highs to the upper 30s. Currently, it's 37.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
When I saw a little Nicky Grimes. Come on!
Started to cry.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Today, having a lot of fun broadcasting from downtown Madison. Can see the Capitol building from the window. What could be more exciting? So hello, Mad Radio, WMDX Madison. But don't forget, if you're listening in La Crosse on the Eagle WLCX, I'm here for you too. As ever and always, with my great producer, runner of the board, thought partner, Anya Esther. Thanks for being here, Anya. If you want to give us a call this afternoon, 844-967-2789. If you're sick of actually punching in all the numbers, go get that app free from your favorite app store. You can call or text us with one touch. Call and text lines open, 844-967-2789. Really excited today. Going to be joined by my good friend, Joanna Fratchek. We're going to talk about immigration and her family and her personal story. And I'm actually going to do a little bit of setup on that before Joanna joins us at the bottom of the hour, because the Supreme Court just actually figured out that indeed the federal government is responsible for controlling borders. I thought that was sort of a given. They found it difficult to come to a decision. It was 5-4. We'll talk about some of the specifics there and what that bodes for immigration policy and foreign relations in general going forward. But before we get there, I thought it would be only fair to do a little RIP Nikki Haley, because she's as good as gone, everybody. I don't care what you think is coming next. The voters have spoken. The party elites have spoken. The primary structure has produced the result that we all knew it was always going to produce. Donald Trump will be the GOP nominee, for president. I called it, you know, if Nikki Haley doesn't win and win by a decent margin in New Hampshire, she's done. She didn't. She lost, and she lost by a decent margin. It's over. But let's not forget some of the very cogent policy discussions and positions that Ms. Haley has taken over this brief stint as presidential candidate. I think, Anya, maybe we'll start with those Nikki Haley flip-flops, because, boy, that kind of says it all, doesn't it? This is going to be cut for. Let's listen to, you know, still ongoing but soon completely toast presidential GOP candidate Nikki Haley and some of her flip-flops.
DeSantis is hitting you for claiming the retirement age is, quote, way, way too low.
I have never once said that.
But what we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. We need to do it according to life expectancy.
I never once said Hillary Clinton was an inspiration.
I often say that the reason I got into politics was because of Hillary Clinton.
I never said government should go and require anyone's
name. That's false.
A huge issue that I'll deal with as soon as I get there is social media. They need to verify every single person on their outlet. And and I want it by name.
What I have always said is boys going to a boys' bathroom, girls going to a girls' bathroom. But hold on one second. When I was governor, they wanted to bring in a bathroom bill, a transgender bathroom bill, and I strong-armed and said, we are not going to have that in South Carolina.
Okay, so just to summarize, I never said we should raise the age of Social Security. And then she said exactly that. She said, I never said Hillary Clinton is an inspiration. And then she said exactly that. And social media, I've never said that the government should collect names of people on different social media sites. And then she said exactly that. And then she said, yeah, girls need to use girl bathrooms and boys need to use boy bathrooms. And then said, I would not support a bathroom bill and basically strong-armed that down. I don't know if Nikki Haley actually knows what she thinks about these things or if she just panders all the time. Now, the most important of, in my opinion, of all of those four things that we just heard the flip-flop on, by far the most important one is, what do Republicans actually think about Social Security, right, Anya? I mean, that comes up all the gosh darn time. So lest there be any confusion, we're going to listen to Representative Mike Lee and his thoughts on Social Security. This is Republican Representative Mike Lee.
I'm here right now to tell you one thing that you probably haven't ever heard from a politician. It will be my objective to phase out Social Security,
nice, to
pull it up by the roots and get rid of it.
Yep, that's Mike Lee of Utah saying the quiet part out loud. And again, we can't forget Rojo, because he's weighed in on this too. Here's our very own Wisconsin's own Senator Ron Johnson on Social Security.
Yes, and you know, defense spending has always been discretionary. No, VA spending is discretionary. What's mandatory are things like Social Security and Medicare. If you qualify for the entitlement, you just get it no matter what the cost. And our problem in this country is that more than 70% of our federal budget, of our federal spending, is all mandatory spending. It's on automatic pilot. You just don't do proper oversight. You don't get in there and fix the programs going bankrupt. It's just on automatic pilot. What we ought to be doing is we ought to turn everything into discretionary spending so it's all evaluated so that we can fix problems, programs that are broken.
Words, 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 words. What he just said was Social Security should need funding authorization every year. Meaning, if Congress doesn't fund it, you don't get your Social Security check. 844-967-2789. Text and phone lines are open. And beyond that, he's saying that any of these automatically renewing spending priorities, a lot of them have to do with the military. All of that needs to get re-upped every year. He didn't make distinctions between certain kinds of defense spending. And he referred to Social Security as an entitlement, which some people think is a bad word. But isn't Social Security the thing that you've earned by working and paying Social Security tax your entire adult life? I don't think I want that to be discretionary, right? I don't want to leave whether or not I'm going to get my Social Security check up to the whims of this super functional Congress. Do you?
I mean, it's definitely not like discretionary whether I put into it now. So it should be there when I'm older, right? Isn't that the idea? Sorry, I thought you were asking me, and then you said the phone number, so never mind.
I'm always asking you, Anya. I always want to hear what you think, and you said it better than I ever have. It's not discretionary for me to pay in. Why should it be discretionary for the government to pay me what I've been earning? Just ask Ron Johnson. We'll get rid of it. Ask Mike Lee. We'll get rid of it. Ask Nikki Haley. We'll get rid of it. This is a Republican policy point. So if you think Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, that these things are good, that they help prop up and sustain the middle class, you know, or that we stand by the deals that we make as a government with workers, I don't get where they're coming from on that. Now, very candidly, as someone who considers herself a fiscal hawk, as an economist, as someone who's worked in government, do I think that there needs to be some serious line item budget evaluation at every level of government? Absolutely. Is the money we're spending on this getting us the results that we think we should be getting as citizens? Yeah, we should be auditing the heck out of many government programs. But don't start lumping Social Security and other programs that help support middle-class families who work really hard their entire lives for those benefits and then act like it's some sort of bad thing that people rely on those benefits. We've promised them. Don't worry, I'm not quite done with Nikki Haley just quite yet. Let's take a little listen to Nikki Haley on racism. This is cut three.
We're not a racist country, Brian. We've never been a racist country. Our goal is to make sure that today is better than yesterday. Are we perfect? No. I know I faced racism when I was growing up, but I can tell you today is a lot better than it was then.
I don't even get how those words in that order come out of her mouth. How about we ask Democratic Representative Barbara Lee if racism is still a problem in America? Let's listen to Barbara Lee.
Little kinks. First of all, racism, institutional racism, is in the DNA of this country. When you look at what has taken place, look at our Native Americans, the genocide of Native Americans. When you look at what has taken place as it relates to African Americans, the 250 years plus of enslaving African Americans, and then you look at the disparities now in our community in terms of health care, unemployment, the wealth gap, housing. You can't tell me that systemic racism does not exist. It's not just a little kink. Secondly, you have personal racism, which is hard to address, but I'll give you one little story that shows you why we need to understand that. I don't think she really understands racism. I was walking from the House building on Capitol Hill to the Capitol, and a man, a white guy, stopped me and told me I could not get into the members' elevator. And, you know, we have pens, and I was going to vote. And he blocked me from getting into the elevator and told me I was not a member of Congress and it was for members only. I said, sir, I'm a member of Congress. And I showed him my pen, and he said, whose pen did you steal? Now, this is an example of what personal racism is and how people of color constantly have to deal with this each and every day. But systemic racism is in the policies of this country. And just look at what they're trying to do in terms of eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're trying to not allow for an equal and level playing field. It's a very dangerous position that she has. She's clueless.
Can you imagine this? You are an elected member of Congress, and some white guy comes up and blocks where you need to go. Like, who is this guy? Are you Capitol Police, sir? Get out of my way. He's a self-anointed policer of the members only Capitol elevator. That only happens if racism is an actual thing. And in case Ms. Haley had any doubt, one of her fellow former GOP candidates, Vivek Ramaswamy, here's what some of the Iowa voters had to say about Vivek.
Like where he came from. I'm sorry, I'm not being prejudiced, guys, but I don't like his name. I don't like where he came from. After 9/11, I still harbor a lot of hard feelings about that.
It's okay. I mean, is he Trump? No, but he's okay.
I had somebody call me for Vivek, and that person could not say his last name. But I was like, come on, are you just picking people out of the street or what?
Oh, there's so much there. We'll talk about it more when we come back. Join the conversation. 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, everybody. Just a few important messages. We'll be right back.
The castle started spinning on. Maybe it was my brain.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
What's up, Hayward, Wisconsin, listening on the Buzz of the North, WBZH, and hello, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before the break, we were listening to some things about soon-to-be RIP Nikki Haley. And I don't want to sort of lean in too hard on the racism piece, but I think it's really important. And I think all of us agree that we want elected officials to be actually dealing with reality and responding and to care about the actual experiences of people. And I don't care if we're listening to some of these Iowa voters talking about the fact that Vivek Ramaswamy's got a different sounding name. I mean, query, if he ran as Vic Ramsey, would it still be a problem? Like, let's whitewash everybody's name.
Like, gee whiz. What?
Yeah, I was going to say, gee whiz, what's Nimarata? She's got a very long middle name. And then Haley, you know, she ran under her actual birth given name, Nimarata. I'm sure she'd be hearing some of the same stuff, too. So it doesn't seem consistent or reflective of reality to have any presidential candidate saying in one breath racism isn't real. And then in another, one of her fellow GOP members being subjected to racism, herself being subjected to racism, other elected officials, other public servants. Just trying to go about walking through the Capitol, doing their job, being subjected to racism. I don't think that reflects reality. I think I want elected officials that do reflect reality. And on that point, we're going to listen to some Nikki Haley supporters after the New Hampshire primary sharing what they're going to do next.
And versus not Biden.
Not vote for President Trump. Let's take a listen.
What are you going to do?
That really puts me in a quandary. I frankly am more scared of another Trump term than another Biden term.
Low voted for him twice. I don't know that I could, in good conscience, vote for him again. I mean, he does things that we teach our children not to do.
I would probably end up either voting for myself as a protest or for Biden.
Says a lot, doesn't it? But let's not miss. This is the Republican Party's establishment line in response to these regular people expressing some of their concerns about another Trump presidency. We're going to listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the new spokesman for the national GOP. This is Cut 5.
This is a referendum on the Republican Party, and that's something I'll be saying in my speech tonight. This is a true change for the Republican Party. It says that not only do we support President Trump, we support his policies. And any Republican that isn't willing to adapt these policies, we are completely eradicating from the party.
It's funny. It's the first time I'm ever going to say this on the radio. I agree with absolutely everything Marjorie Taylor Greene just said in that clip, except for the fact that she said adapt these policies. And what she meant to say was adopt these policies. You know, I can give her some editorial notes afterwards. But, yep, she's right. You either toe the Trump line or you're out. Chris Christie out. Nikki Haley out. Asa Hutchinson out. The only choice in today's GOP is Donald Trump. And dissension and discussion and debate about what the conservative position should be on X, Y, or Z is not permitted anymore. I think that's a loss. If I'm a conservative, and listen, my positions on various issues shift from time to time. I'm always trying to look at, is it efficient? Is it effective? Does it serve most Americans? Does it serve the middle class? That's how I assess policies. That's how I assess political arguments. So on some days, some of my friends will be like, you sound like a Republican. Yep, I do. But if you cannot have debate, if you can't question the decisions of any political leader, of any political party, that is the end of democracy as we know it. Don't we all think, no matter what side of the bread we butter it on, that challenging the policy positions of leaders within our party and also on the other team, if we're going to have to play in a two-party system, is good for democracy? That parties shouldn't be silencing the internal debate. And listen, you need only look to the fractures, the debates, the conflict that exists within folks that are left-leaning on a day-to-day basis to see Democrats have those debates out in the open. Sometimes it ain't good to watch. You're watching the sausage get made. But that view of the GOP that Marjorie Taylor Greene so clearly and correctly expressed scares me. Forget Donald Trump. It shouldn't be agree with everything this one person says or you're out or we will eradicate you. Even the choice of language, doesn't it make your skin crawl? I'm sorry, what do you mean, Representative Greene? Eradicate? Yuck. Disagree with, debate, shout down because it's silly or stupid. Sure. Eradicate. One of our texters texting in the second debate, Nikki Haley said, I quote, single-handedly took down the unions, end quote. Does this sound like somebody who cares about working people? No, it sure doesn't. And there's this great populist uprising. You know, that's what they always say about the former president who's running again and is the nominee for the Republican ticket. Oh, he's so populist. That's fine to say, and maybe, geez, fun to watch. There's entertainment value there. Not going to debate that. But is that guy the one who cares about you, middle-class worker in a factory? You, family farm owner. You, working professional. You, person who needs to get kids into childcare that's affordable. You, with large medical bills. You, with crushing student debt. Does that man care about you and your family's pocketbook? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you the answer to that. My opinion is no, he doesn't. He wants your vote. I mean, would you vote for a candidate that's like, just be sure you vote and then you can die? Because that's what he said. I don't think that's what we want in our leadership. I don't think that's very American. I don't think stopping debate, stopping discussion is very American. Talk about cancel culture. Isn't that the GOP hallmark now? Unless you agree with Trump or we'll eradicate you. It doesn't track for me. It doesn't track, doesn't hold water. 844-967-2789. We're getting ready to bring on my friend, soon to be your friend, Joanna Frotchek. We're going to talk about her family's experience as immigrants, her experience as an immigrant, becoming a lawyer and now serving the public. She works in the city attorney's office of the city of Milwaukee. I think she's so representative of exactly what the promise of the United States holds and the promise that immigration holds for every single one of us who are citizens today. Unless you are of a First Nation or descendant of a First Nation, we are all immigrants, lest we forget it. And after we have a chit-chat with Joanna, I'm going to tell you about that Supreme Court decision. Shadow docket decision. Would you be shocked to find out it was the shadow docket? I sure wouldn't. Told you all about it in mid-December. Go check it out. You can always find my podcasted shows on a whole variety of topics at civicmedia.us. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther. Keep it locked, everybody. Few short messages. We're going to be talking immigration with an immigrant. Seems like a good thing to do here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And so on and so forth. Some of you may die.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring 2024 the year of the worker. He used his State of the State speech last night to invite ideas to boost child care and public education and paid family leave.
Let's hear it. I will work with any legislator, any partner, any stakeholder who's willing to engage in meaningful conversations on these issues to do the right thing.